Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a passage from the book of Zechariah, a passage that speaks about the foolish shepherd. I'm going to read to you from Zechariah chapter 11, verses 15 and 16. And the Lord said to me, "Next, take for yourself the implements of a foolish shepherd. For indeed, I will raise up a shepherd in the land who will not care for those who are cut off, nor seek the young, nor heal those who are broken, nor feed those who still stand. But he will eat the flesh of the fat and tear their hooves in pieces." In the previous chapter of Zechariah, he announced the coming of the perfect shepherd unto the people of God. He looked forward to the arrival of the Messiah and how he would be the promised shepherd. But sometimes we know things best in contrast. So in this chapter, Zechariah tells us something about a foolish shepherd, both so that we can avoid such a one and appreciate the perfect shepherd all the more. God spoke to Zechariah, telling him to take for yourselves the implements of a foolish shepherd. The prophet was supposed to play act as a foolish shepherd who did not care for the sheep the way that a shepherd should. He then showed many of the characteristics of the foolish shepherd. The foolish shepherd will not care for those who are cut off, with a wise and godly shepherd will seek the lost. The foolish shepherd will not seek the young, but a wise and godly shepherd knows that the young need to come to the Lord as much as older people do. The foolish shepherd will not heal those who are broken, but a wise and godly shepherd looks for broken hearts and lives and mends them with God's love and word. The foolish shepherd will not feed those that still stand, but a wise and godly shepherd will faithfully feed the sheep. And fifth, the foolish shepherd will eat the flesh of the fat and tear their hooves in pieces, but a wise and godly shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep. After telling us about the foolish shepherd, God then spoke through Zechariah and told us where he would come from. He said, "I will raise up a shepherd in the land." This means that this shepherd, this foolish shepherd, came from God. In fact, the foolish shepherd is allowed and appointed by God as judgment because his people forsook the true shepherd. One great fulfillment of this was in Israel's rejection of Jesus. They rejected the good shepherd, but they received another shepherd. This teaches us a valuable lesson. We often assume that all people need is the right leader. Here we see that even the ultimate leader may be rejected and a worthless leader chosen. Democracy's value is that it respects man's fallen nature and it spreads out power. Yet the majority may be very, very wrong and may prefer a foolish shepherd instead of the good shepherd. In the days of Jesus, the foolish shepherd embraced by Israel was partially fulfilled in their choice of Barabbas. That's in Matthew chapter 27. Yet there seems to be a future fulfillment also when this will be ultimately fulfilled in Israel's embrace of the person that we sometimes call the Antichrist, and in the covenant that Daniel chapter 9 says that they'll make with that figure. Zechariah's prophecy teaches us something about the great themes of God's plan for the world, both past and future. Nevertheless, there's something for us to learn for today. Are you putting your trust in a foolish shepherd? Look at the characteristics of the foolish shepherd that Zechariah described and use them as measuring lines. Most of all, put your trust in the perfect shepherd of Zechariah chapter 10, who is in contrast to the foolish shepherd of Zechariah chapter 11. Put your faith in the perfect shepherd today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.